ओम शांति। 15th June 2018, टुडे इज फ्राइडे, द मैजिक ऑफ ब्लेसिंग्स। टुडेज ब्लेसिंग इज, मे यू बी अ पावरफुल सोल हु फिनिशेस द सीड ऑफ ऑब्स्टेकल्स विद द अवेयरनेस ऑफ करण करावन हार्ट। द सीड ऑफ ऑल टाइप्स ऑफ प्रॉब्लम्स आर टू वर्ड्स, फर्स्ट ईगो एंड सेकेंड इंसल्ट, अभिमान एंड अपमान। ऑन द फील्ड ऑफ सर्विस देर इज ईदर द ईगो ऑफ यू हैविंग डन समथिंग एंड दैट ओनली यू कैन डू दैट, और यू फील इंसल्टेड एज टू वाई यू वर नॉट प्लेस्ड इन द फ्रंट और वाई यू वर नॉट टोल्ड समथिंग। दीज फीलिंग्स कम इन द फॉर्म ऑफ मेनी डिफरेंट ऑब्स्टेकल्स। वेन यू आर गॉड्स हेल्पर्स, खुदाई खिदमतगार, and there is also the Karan Karavan her father, then where could ego come from? Where could any insult come from? So with the awareness of the combined form, become a powerful soul, and the seed of obstacles will finish for all time. Baba is telling us that seed of all the problems, there are just two words. What are those two words? One is अभिमान, ईगो, एंड सेकेंड इज अपमान, इंसल्ट। एंड दीज टू थिंग्स आर स्पेशली इन द फील्ड ऑफ सर्विस। इधर देर वुड बी ईगो दैट आई हैव डन समथिंग और ओनली आई कैन डू समथिंग, नन एल्स कैन डू दैट, और यू विल फील इंसल्टेड दैट वाई यू आर नॉट प्लेस्ड इन द फ्रंट और नॉट or that why you were not told something. So these two feelings of ego and insult, these two feelings of abhiman and apaman, they act as obstacles. On one side, when we say that we are khudai khidmatgar, we are God's helper, and that God is doing, Father is doing through us, so where from the ego is coming? Where from abhiman and where from apaman? So with the awareness of the combined form, that I am with him, become a powerful soul, and the seed of obstacles will finish for all the times. So, two things Baba is specially telling us. One is ego, and second is insult. Which is more dangerous? Because of ego only we feel insult. Here Baba is giving example of Abhiman as only I can do it, none else can do it, only I have the power to do that. And insult, Baba is telling, when Apaman, when you feel that you are not placed in the front. So in that sense, which is more powerful, which is more important, or which is more dangerous? Ego or insult? Both of these two things come in the field of service. Suppose this insult is a very dangerous thing. Even if somebody is not insulted, somebody is not said anything, but still somebody feels insulted. He has not been told anything, nobody has said anything to him, but still he feels insulted. Even such a situation can arise. That person feels insulted. For example, if person A is praised, okay, and he is B. Now B has actually not been insulted, but praise of A is an insult to B. It's not exactly, but B feels that I am insulted. So this is a very subtle level of insult. So insult is very, very dangerous, because here person, even if not insulted, feels that I am insulted. One is that he is insulted in a manifest manner, in a visible manner. Another is he feels insulted, though in fact he is not insulted, but he feels insulted. Okay, this is something which should not have happened. I should not have been treated like this. So, this is a very, very subtle thing. And ego, in fact, ego is a very big, ego has got hundreds and thousands of dimensions. So Baba is saying both of these things are the seed of obstacles in this Brahmin life, and these two things manifest in the field of service. So we have to work specially on these two things. Can anybody really insult us in this world? This is one question. If you are feeling the insult, it means that we are not situated in self-respect. The deeper the feeling of self-respect, you will remain absolutely unaffected even if somebody insults you. For example, there is a Japanese story where there was a very old warrior, and he was a very calm and quiet person, and suddenly a new man came into that village and he claimed to be the best warrior, and he started fighting with others and showing that yes, I am the best warrior. And he was definitely a good warrior, and he fought very nicely, and in the many of the competitions he defeated many people. And when he got to know that there is one old man in this city, in this place, in this village, who is thought to be the best, so he declared or he challenged this old man. And this young man was very cunning, in fact. His technique, his way of fighting was very different. He used to instigate, he used to stimulate the other person to get angry, and then he would attack that person. So these two people start, there was a competition which was announced, he challenged in fact. So many people went to the old man and said, please don't fight with him, this is a very cunning man, he can do anything to win. So but still the old man accepted his challenge, and there was a great fight. The whole village came to see that fight, and what happened in the fight was, the young man, when he came to fight with this old man, and during the fight he started hurling abuses. He started abusing that person so much that the old man should get angry. That was his usual technique, that you start abusing, he started to spit on his face, he started to throw dirt in his eyes, and many such things he started doing. But the old man was very calm. He did not react at all. He did not get angry at all. When the young man got exhausted, he had to accept defeat. Even the old man was given, or he was thrown so many abuses, but he did not react to those abuses. And that was the reason that ultimately the young man got defeated and accepted defeat, and he left. So people came to old man and again asked the same question. As usually asked in the Buddhistic literature, what happened exactly, how you could win. So the old man said, he gave me insults but I did not take, just as Buddha some time back, many years back, had said the same, had given the same answer, that I was given abuses, I was given insults, but I did not accept. So this insults, it depends on you, it depends on us. If we accept insult, we feel insulted. But if we don't accept insult, we will not feel insulted. But yes, insult is definitely a very bad thing. Suppose somebody is insulted in front of the whole audience, so one feels very bad. One feels very bad. One is to insult in private, in secrecy. Another is to insult in front of the whole audience. Suppose somebody says he doesn't do this good, he is not well, he is always committing mistakes. So one definitely feels. But the thing is, how the more is the self-respect, we remain immune from insult. The lesser is the self-respect, we feel insulted. Even if we are not insulted, that time also we feel insulted. So insult is, it shows that we are lacking something within us. We are lacking something which is very of deeper importance to ourselves. Somewhere, some amount of self-victimization is happening whenever somebody feels insulted. In fact, as I said, even if the other person's intention is not to insult you, he just says something, but other person feels insulted. So that is who has to work. If suppose A says something to B, and A's intention is not to insult, but still B feels insulted. So this apaman is something which becomes a seed of obstacles. This is beech. This is seed of all the obstacle in service. So in service, one has to remain ready to tolerate many things. If you have that power of tolerance, if you don't have that power of tolerance, throughout the day, many times you will feel that I am insulted. And Baba is giving example of insult. I am not told this. I am not placed in the front. Why I am not given a seat? Why I am made to stand? Why I am made to wait? I am VIP and all such things. The greater the ego, the more will be the insult. The more the abhiman, the more will be the insult. So this abhiman and apaman, these both are interlinked. The person who is absolutely namrachit, the absolutely humble, he will not feel insulted. Even though others may feel that yes, he is insulted, but he himself may not feel insulted. Because there is not an iota of ego anywhere. And the more the ego, the more the insult. If you see, if the beggar is insulted and the king is insulted, king has a huge ego. Though he feels very much insulted by even by small offense by somebody, beggar in that sense may not have much. So he doesn't feel, even if he goes to some place, some party, some function, and he is not given any place to sit, he will sit on the floor. So that depends on the mindset of the person. So we have to work definitely on our ego. Our ego is getting pampered by many things. Our ego is getting fed by so many things we are doing. And probably we are not aware of those things. But in fact, all those things are feeding our ego. That may be service. That may be praises, appreciation. That may be recognition. So all these things somehow or other go and feed this ego. But what one has to do? Only to stay alert, only to stay awake, and to watch this ego, the game of ego, the ego games, how the ego plays, how it changes forms, what are the different ways, forms it takes. Because ego has got hundreds and hundreds of form. This mai has got roop hazar. This mai, this I, takes hundreds of forms, thousands of forms. So both of these things, whether it is abhiman or apaman, work on them. We can make a list of things that make us egoistic. Somebody is beautiful physically, and then person becomes Brahmin, and then there is a subtle ego there somewhere of the physical beauty also. There is an ego of the place, there is an ego of the university, there is an ego of the degrees, there is an ego of the qualification, there is an ego of the any special skills or abilities or something. So all these things, it's not that we are against those things, but they should not induce ego. Ego means only I have this and others do not have. Ego means to feel that others are less than me. Ego means holier than thou attitude. Ego means I know more. Ego means I am better. To denigrate others, to belittle others, to look down upon others, to insult them, it's not the mark of great men. All the great men of the world, if you see, they had the highest respect for the people who were below them. There's a story in the life of Thomas Carlyle. Once a servant comes to him and he says, "Master, my son is very ill. He is in village. I need money. Please give me." He gives him money out of compassion and he goes and he doesn't come back. His friend comes to him, Thomas Carlyle's friend comes to him and tells him, "Arey, he fooled you. His son is not ill. He just took the money from him." Thomas says, "Oh, it's such a good news. I thought his son is ill, but his son is not ill. Is not that a good news? It's the best news in the world." So, in fact, he's showing that sort of attitude. Even the first president of India, Rajendra Prasad, he was gifted a pen, a fountain pen by somebody, and the pen was very beautiful, and he used to love that pen, and gradually he started developing attachment to that pen. And once it happened that while he was taking his food, and his servant, who was serving him from very long time, and whilst cleaning was doing something, that pen fell down, and all the ink got splattered on his clothes. Not only that, but that pen got broken. So Rajendra Prasad got so angry on him, and he just fired him, dismissed him from the service, because it was a very important pen. But later on, by afternoon, he felt bad. He felt, "For such a small mistake, I fired the person who has been serving me from such a long time." At night, he could not take food. He was just a servant, and he was immediately replaced by somebody. President of India, just imagine, thousands and thousands of servants. If one goes, another comes. And that person was given some other job somewhere. But then Rajendra Prasad was so ill at ease at night, he couldn't eat his food. And the next day he summoned that servant and he said sorry to him. "Sorry that I said such a thing to him," and he took him back. So look at the greatness of these people who were at the helm of the power, but still down to earth approach. Till such humbleness, such sense of humility within them. So this abhiman is a very dangerous thing. The lesser the abhiman, you will not feel insulted. Otherwise, for every smaller thing, you will feel insulted. If one has arrived, there is no place, and you feel insulted. Where I will sit? So for all these things, so Baba is saying, abhiman and apaman, ego and insult, work on them and remove them, because they are the seed of obstacles. Om Shanti.